Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. Today we're continuing on with the subject called World Evangelism, How Is It Possible? And this is part three from a five-part series. We're dealing with the topics today, God Has a Personal Approach and Learning to Swim. From part two in this series, we read the scriptures in Ezekiel chapter 40 verses 1 to 4 and Ezekiel chapter 47 verses 1 to 7. And we saw the angel measuring out 1,000 cubits and showing Ezekiel step by step about the river and walking into the river. I want to continue on from there. The question comes, why did the man or the angel only measure 1,000 cubits at a time? The reasons are as follows. Sometimes we want to jump 4,000 cubits. We want to jump the complete distance in one go to that position. But God knows each one of us are at different positions in our spiritual growth. He will never throw us into the deep end so that we might drown. He knows that our spirit growth takes time. And this is what that vision is talking about. It is saying that Ezekiel had the first experience with the Holy Spirit by putting his feet in the water. But God took him in different steps, in different stages, to the point that he was fully swimming in the Holy Spirit. That is, relying upon the Holy Spirit completely. Notice also in these scriptures that the angel was instructed to first measure and then move. God measures our individual ability and then he leads us. The Lord brings us along gently and not in a hurry. That way we do not get cold feet and big heads and make a mess of everything in ministry. God is also interested in your personal spiritual growth. Throughout my spiritual growth and experiences with the Holy Spirit, I've grown in different ministries. God took me through each of those ministries step by step until I matured in the ministry and also had the experience with the Holy Spirit. And then God led me on to the next ministry experience. God will do that with all of us. He's interested in us maturing and working with the Holy Spirit. But he will only take us to the next level when we're ready for the next level. He will not take us over our head if we can't cope with it. Let us go to the next topic in part three. It's called Learning to Swim. Do you know what it means to swim? When you are swimming, you are in another element and other laws now operate. When we are children and we first learn to swim, we go towards the water in ankle deep, you might say, because we don't know how we will operate in the water because we can't swim yet. As we learn to swim and we become more confident in the water, we start to enjoy the water that it suspends us with our weight. We can go into the water, we can dive into the water, go under the water, we can swim on top of the water. It carries us and it feels good. This is also with the Holy Spirit. That as we learn to go from ankle deep to full swimming in the Holy Spirit, we start to enjoy the Holy Spirit taking us along. In the beginning, it's a little bit frightening or scary, but as time goes on, we become more confident to flow in the Holy Spirit, to flow in the gifts of the Spirit, and to flow what the Holy Spirit wants. This is also operating in different laws. As you go into the water as a person, your weight is suspended by the water. And this is what the Holy Spirit wants too. Not your weight suspended, but the Holy Spirit wants your confidence and your faith to be suspended and carried in him and his ability. Also remember too, the Holy Spirit is God the Spirit. He is co-equal with God and he has the power given by God. And the Holy Spirit is everywhere at the same time. And not only that, he knows everything. So it's very important to get to know the Holy Spirit, to become confident in swimming in the Holy Spirit, or in other words, letting go and flowing in the Holy Spirit and trusting in him. Swimming in the natural takes the stress off you, for the waters carry you. The water does the work. In the same way, I'm saying I'm swimming in the Holy Spirit. He lifts me up, he carries me, and he does the work. When a believer does their own thing, they are handicapped because they rely upon themselves, their energy, their ability. Learn to be in the glorious river of God, being borne along by the Holy Spirit. These are the waters in which God intends you to float. Do not walk along beside the river when you can float along in him. We are not to endure, but to enjoy our Christian life. Remember Ezekiel, God will lead you from minimum to maximum, but this is done at God's pace as he watches you grow in the Spirit. To flow into ministry, to do evangelism, we need to flow in the Holy Spirit because he will show us different things at different times to do. Many times when I've been doing evangelism on the street, the Holy Spirit will say to me something and I will do it. For instance, one day I was doing a street evangelism and a young man walked up to me with crutches and a broken ankle in a cast. And I said to him, "Oh, you broke your ankle. When did you do that?" He said, "Yesterday." And I said, "Can I pray for that?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Are you a Christian?" And he said, "Yes, I am." I said, "Do you believe God heals?" And he said, "Yes." So I said, "Please sit down." He sat down on the chair. I'm being led by the Holy Spirit now. He sat down on the chair. I put my hands around the cast on his ankle and prayed. The ankle and the cast became hot. And he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "That's not me. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the anointing of God healing you." When I finished praying, he got up and walked away with his crutches. A week later, I'm back doing evangelism on the street. And this young man walks up to me and says, "Do you remember me?" And I said, "I can remember your face, but not fully." He said, "I was here last week. I had the broken ankle." I looked down at his feet and both feet were good. There was no cast, no broken ankle. I said, "What happened?" He said, "After you prayed, the next day I went back to my doctor and I said, 'I believe I'm healed. Can you x-ray my ankle?' They x-rayed his ankle and found he was completely healed." This is one experience I can share with you. There's many more experiences I've had with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will give you different experiences to complete your maturing process as a Christian. So therefore, it's important to get to know the Holy Spirit, but at the same time, know the Word of God, because the Word of God also is the Holy Spirit. Evangelism, how is it done? It's done by the Word of God, but it's done by the Holy Spirit leading you and guiding you to do evangelism, to do different types of ministry. The Holy Spirit will give you a word to give to that person or to pray for that person. The Holy Spirit's in charge and he knows exactly what to do. So all we have to do is to be co-laborers with him and do the work of the ministry in evangelism. Thank you for being with me today. Today, again, I hope you've enjoyed the subject. Thank you for your time and God bless.